פרק יוד גימל סעיף יוד בייס, ניקוי רעיתים מאבק, cleaning furniture from אבק, from dust. מותר לנגב אבק מרעיתים במטלית יבשה. One's allowed to clean furniture with a dry cloth. No problem from leborn, like we learned before, because you are doing it. First of all, you're doing it with dry. Second of all, even if it's not with dry, even if it be a problem from something which is wet, it won't be a problem because it's not considered libun from doing furniture, cleaning furniture. אך אין להשתמש במקלית לחה לצורך זה, משום חשש איסור סחיטה. One shouldn't use a cloth which is wet because you got a problem from סחיטה. But if there's no problem from סחיטה, there's no problem altogether to go and clean furniture. So if you'd give a nickel koyak vist, a cobweb, to go and clean the cobwebs. Motel and a koyak vist. The aim of them is from Issa Tilt and Mukta. There's no problem altogether from Libon, and there's no problem also from Mukta. Shaharei, Mukta, Ahitiu, Lachabit, Baik, Murutsaf, Shabbos. You'd have to go and sweep on Shabbos a floor which has got floor on it, which is not sand. There's no problem from Mukta, like the Rishonim said, there's no problem from moving Mukta, the dirt on the floor. So the same thing is, if you go and clean the cobwebs, is no problem from Mukta. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, there's no problem also from Libun. Havrakat reitim, see if you're Dalit. Ein lavrik reitim or chalonot, but tachshe havrakai. You're not allowed to go and shine with furniture or windows with special substance. Even there's no problem from schita. Why? Because we learned before one's not allowed to use substance in order to make it shiny on Shabbos. You're allowed to go and clean, but not shine.